A former elementary school teacher lies on his apartment floor, feeling utterly betrayed by life. He'd followed all the rules, worked hard, treated people well, stayed positive, yet here he was, alone and broken. The promise that good behavior guarantees good outcomes had shattered. This wasn't depression talking. This was reality whispering a truth most of us spend lifetimes avoiding. The scripts we've been following might be leading us nowhere. We absorb these narratives like children putting on boots before snowsuits, innocent mistakes that become ingrained habits. Society sells us simple formulas. Be nice and people will be nice back. Work hard and you'll succeed. Love deeply and you'll be loved in return. These aren't just beliefs. They're the operating systems running our lives. But what happens when the code is fundamentally flawed? We keep climbing mountains without enjoying the view, chasing validation that never quite fills the void, waiting for someone to rescue us from lives we've accidentally built. The most radical realization isn't that we need to learn more, it's that we need to strip away what no longer serves us. Try this. Write down 5 things you're genuinely grateful for. Not performative social media gratitude, but real appreciation. Morning coffee, a meaningful text, your body functioning. Notice your chest feels lighter? That's neurochemistry. Gratitude activates reward pathways, releasing dopamine and serotonin, rewiring how your brain processes experience. The uncomfortable truth, this feeling won't last. We recognize light because of darkness, joy because of sorrow. We've developed a toxic relationship with emotions, hiding anger behind forced smiles, mistaking temporary sadness for permanent identity. Each emotion carries intelligence. Joy reveals what we love. Fear shows what we protect. Anger illuminates boundaries. The problem isn't feeling emotions. It's believing we shouldn't. Unhappiness stems from the gap between mental fantasy and present reality. We compare our messy behind the scenes to everyone's highlight reel. That thing you desperately wanted 5 years ago, how does it feel now? Often, wanting less creates more happiness than getting more ever could. Fear serves us brilliantly in the moment. That rush of adrenaline when a car swerves into your lane, the heightened awareness walking through a dark parking lot. This is fear as gift, providing resources to handle threats. It exists in the present, serves its purpose, then dissipates. But humans possess a unique talent. We carry fears far beyond immediate danger, letting them multiply like interest on debt we never agreed to take on. These manufactured fears are deeply personal, yet collectively exploitable. Fear of exclusion drives us to assimilate, abandoning what makes us interesting. Fear of invisibility prompts hollow attention seeking. Fear of loneliness motivates compromises that erode our sense of self. We play it safe, shrink ourselves, apologize for taking up space, all to avoid discomfort that might not even materialize. Real courage isn't the absence of fear, it's recognizing what terrifies you and moving forward anyway. Ask yourself, what am I actually afraid of? The answer clarifies your identity, your desires, the invisible walls around your life. The bravest people aren't those who feel no fear. They're the ones most aware of their fears who refuse to let them obstruct happiness. As FDR understood, often the most dangerous thing isn't the threat itself, but our fear of it, the paralysis that keeps us from living fully. Picture your happiness as a key. Now imagine handing it to your partner, boss, or parents, anyone whose approval you desperately seek. That's what happens when you make others responsible for your emotional well-being. The result? You feel powerless, anxious, constantly performing. The most important relationship you'll ever have is with yourself, yet it's the one we neglect most. Real love involves understanding expectations and conditions, not as limitations, but as honest agreements between people who respect each other's autonomy. Being independent doesn't mean isolation. It means recognizing we're fundamentally alone. This isn't depressing, it's liberating. Dependencies create artificial crutches that prevent genuine growth. Wanting less in relationships often results in having more because neediness repels while self-sufficiency attracts. Everyone carries regrets, harsh words, missed opportunities, relationships abandoned too soon or maintained too long. Some waste decades imagining alternate lives, accomplishing nothing except stealing energy from the present. Learn from mistakes, thank them for their lessons, then release them. No decision is absolutely great or horrible. Such extreme thinking prevents nuanced understanding and keeps you trapped in judgment. Learn from mistakes, thank them for their lessons, then release them. No decision is absolutely great or horrible. Such extreme thinking prevents nuanced understanding and keeps you trapped in judgment. Knowing intellectually that others' opinions don't matter differs entirely from living that truth. We build externally impressive lives that feel hollow inside, curating perfect images for audiences too busy curating their own to notice. That Instagram perfect life, they're probably anxious too. Comparing your messy reality to their polished presentation guarantees inadequacy. The shift? Create a life that feels good internally rather than one that merely looks good externally. Your confidence and happiness outshine any designer label. Consider your own thoughts before worrying about others' opinions. You can't predict them anyway, and pleasing everyone is impossible. Loving someone can feel like pouring everything into a bottomless pit. Maybe you're loving the wrong person, or loving from emptiness rather than abundance. If you don't love yourself, seeking love from others invites exploitation. When someone doesn't appreciate your love, walk away to recover your self-worth. Your priorities are revealed not by words, but by your schedule. If something matters, it's scheduled. This audit exposes everything. Claiming health matters while never exercising, valuing relationships without concrete plans, dreaming of projects while filling evenings with Netflix. Fear never disappears. Everyone who's accomplished something remarkable did so despite it. Successful entrepreneurs, celebrated artists, respected leaders all feel it regularly. They simply act anyway. Death is life's only guarantee. Everyone you love will be gone within decades. We forget our days aren't promised. Every moment is a gift. Life's temporary nature gives it meaning, like a sunset's fleeting colors. Respecting mortality enhances how efficiently we use time and prevents wasting energy on trivial concerns. Seeing the world through your needs isn't selfish, it's necessary for survival. When you honor your needs and boundaries, you model this for others, creating an environment where everyone grows authentically. Instead of seeking the right person, become that person. Putting yourself first prevents draining yourself accommodating others' whims while neglecting what truly matters. The world has never been fair and never will be. Expecting reciprocity for goodness is dangerously naive, like expecting a lioness not to bite because you wouldn't bite her. Nature operates on its own principles, indifferent to human concepts of justice. Our comfortable lives rest upon global inequality. The coffee we drink, clothes we wear, technology we use, they often come at the cost of others' hardship. This awareness should foster gratitude, not guilt. The strongest don't survive. The most adaptable do. Bruce Lee captured this perfectly. Be like water, formless, able to flow around obstacles or crash through them when necessary. No one will ever know you better than yourself. Seeking others' approval gives them control over your identity. Often our biggest obstacle is simply ourselves, our minds creating worries and fears that prevent forward movement. High expectations paired with low patience is a recipe for failure. Bruce Lee died at 32, but seems immortal because he lived the width of his life, not just its length. The fewer expectations you have, the better off you are. If happiness is your goal, reduce what you desire. If advancement is your aim, embrace discomfort as fuel. There's a limited room in your life. What will you allow to occupy it? Fill it with things that make you smile. Create the life you want. Delete what you don't enjoy. Accept what you have.